Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a continuation of the podcast's thoughts on leaving Japan. Now, I've had a nice long post from Nerky, another person who's very interested in Japan. And he seems to think that I've forgotten to mention the whole point of the podcast. Well, I haven't. I've been trying to lead up to it, but he sort of jumped the gun and written a very, very good post on what I was eventually going to get to, but thank you very much, Nerky, for ruining the whole thing. But definitely, yes, Japan is an example to the rest of the world of how a society can be controlled to the point of basically you conform no matter who you are or what you do, you're going to be conforming. And even if you think I'm way out there, I'm an emo, I'm a punk, I'm a goth or whatever, they're all cliques. At the end of the day, you're still going to go to work the next morning, you're still going to go out and do your job. And the thing about the society is it just lets you do your thing at the weekends, as he says down in Harajuku. And at the end of the day, you're still going to go into work the next day. So much for rebels. So much for going against the system. Anyhow, a couple of things that Nerky brought up that I wanted to address was, first of all, about Bushido. Now, I wouldn't say that it has a negative side. I've only seen very, very positive things about Bushido. Even during the great adventures of World War II and expansion during the 1930s, those who truly believed in Bushido didn't have very much time for the Japanese imperial government. In fact, they disapproved of it quite a lot. If you've ever seen the movie The Last Samurai, now I don't like Tom Cruise, but there was parts of that movie were very, very close to the mark as to what Bushido is about and the whole concept of self-sacrifice and love for your fellow man, that you would do anything for them, you would even die for your fellow man, is the core of Bushido. And anything else has just been tacked on for convenience, for whatever people in power want to get pushed through at the time. Now, I'm not sure why he went into the Hikamori Tachi in Japan. They are they're part of the what I mentioned before about the education system, in that if you're not part of the system, that you're sort of swept under the carpet, and if you go live at home and stay in your room, and eventually whatever, your parents die and you're a hermit and you're never seen again ever again, you're not part of society, and they don't care, because they only want people who fit in to be part of their society. Now, he talks a lot about the fashions in Japan, and it's one thing that I've seen as long as I've been here. They're like a school of fish. The fashion, you can see it. It's I'm not sure what it is right at the minute. The last big fashion was trucker caps, you know, these baseball caps, wearing them at a stupid angle, like about 30 degrees off center, was the big fashion. And they were like, oh, we're hip, we're rad, we're doing, you know, this wild thing, we're wearing the hat at 30 degrees, except that everyone was wearing the hat at this angle. And there was magazines saying, oh, this is the correct angle to have the hat at. And, you know, where's the rebellion in that? And it's not just Japan, it's as far as I can see, it's every culture in the world is trying to live up to these standards. Somebody somewhere is saying, this is the fashion, and this is what you've got to do to be cool. And people are falling over themselves to do that. So, you're trying your best to be non-conformist, yet you are conforming to the norm. Now, despite the fact that Nurki has sort of given you the conclusion to what all these podcasts were, I will continue on and I will give a few more talks about different aspects, and I still welcome all your comments and all your questions. So until then, good night.